Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. Well, not so live. This is pre-recorded. And this is just me talking to a bunch of individuals in the Red Pill MGTOW community. We're now halfway through October, and we all know Thanksgiving will be here pretty much a nipple hair. And after that, you got Christmas and the holiday season, which is basically one nipple away from. And a lot of people during this time of the year get really lonely and upset. And I totally get it. I do. And I am not exempt from those feelings as well.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Some of the ways, tricks of the trade, I guess, how I've overcome these things is this. One, you're looking at it. All right. The main way you get over loneliness is you find your purpose or your mission, and you just stay on point. All right. So if you're out there flapping at home, day in, day out, all you do is get up and go to work, come back, and it just seems to be the never-ending monotony of horse shit. Got it. Been there many times. That is one of the main indicators that you're probably not doing what you're meant to do. All right. Now, we all know life has a bunch of challenges. Got to pay bills, got to keep the heat on, the electricity, life insurance, health insurance. You got to look out for everyone in your sphere of influence as a man. Very tiring, very tiring. And on top of all that, to avoid the loneliness trap, you got to find a purpose or get assigned a mission. So it's incredibly challenging and fraught with confusion and doubt and hesitation. Got it. But one of the big killers of men is this. They experience the loneliness. They don't deal with it or don't know how to mitigate it, and it grows and grows and grows to the point where it becomes unbearable. Got it. Been there. Trust me, I have. And a lot of people are like, hey, what's the point? You know, why am I here? You know, this is stupid. Again, one of the defenses against that line of thinking and reasoning is find your purpose. Because when your mind is asking those questions, what, why am I here? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then you're reminded, here's my purpose. That's why you're here. And that goes a long way to beating back the demon of isolation and loneliness. All right. Now, this is kind of hard to talk about, but it is what it is. And you're not going to get this advice from other guys out there. For the most part, most men don't know how to deal with this. They don't. That's why we have suicide rates going through the fucking roof. And it's been that way for decades, ignored by the media and, you know, everyone else, because as a man, you know you're 100% or 110% expendable. All right? And that becomes a very hard pill to swallow, along with this overwhelming feeling of loneliness. All right? And they kind of feed off each other. And if you let them, it gets to the point where it's completely out of control. And it's very hard to rein back once it gets there. All right? Now, I've had to deal with a couple of soldiers that were under my influence years ago. And every once in a while, I get a call from one of their spouses that he's off in the weeds doing his own thing. And she's worried. He's made a few comments. And I have to go talk to these individuals. And what I hear from these men, especially the one that have spouses that get like this, they're in a relationship where they feel isolated and lonely. Why the fuck are you in that relationship if you're rewarded with the feeling of isolation and loneliness? So I literally had to talk to this guy and explain to him what was going on. And him and his spouse are now in counseling. They have been for, I think, over a year, year and a half-ish. Last time I talked to him, it seems to be working out. We'll see what happens. I'm not a big fan of any type of relationship counseling, marriage, what have you, other than a life coach. All right. Life coaches, on the other, you know, for the most part, acquire their knowledge from experience and get their asses kicked and learn. And it's like a wisdom learning, you know, pain thing. And for instance, I technically am a life coach to the thousands of MGTOW red pill guys out there who watch my content. I've got all kinds of emails in regards to how I've helped people stay sane, get on frame, you know, get themselves out of horrific situations. And then I had administrative violence where I actually am teaching men how to fight back against the system using the system. And it's helped out a lot. I'm looking at some of the articles here online. I'm not going to go through the list, but, you know, for instance, you know, the first one here is acknowledge your feelings of loneliness. For the most part, you know you're lonely or you don't. It is what it is. Now, I find myself, I'm alone most of the time. Do I get lonely? Sometimes. Usually it's at night when I'm, you know, turn off the TV and I'm trying to drift off to sleep, when your mind does the wandering and then it goes back to those feelings. So they're telling to acknowledge your feelings of loneliness. I would advise you to get busy and not think about it, because it does help, you know, in my opinion. All right, they're telling you when to engage or disengage from the online world. Now, this is actually crazy here. One of the main reasons about the whole online world thing is I'm pretty sure that if you talk to the left and a lot of people in the center, I'm a misogynist, woman-hating asshole in their eyes, and I'm toxic. And they advise everyone, don't even look at his content because, you know, he's just a toxic misogynist hater. Well, a lot of guys do watch my stuff. They realize that I'm not necessarily toxic. I don't hate women, and I'm just telling them the truth and, you know, about my experiences so they don't make the same mistakes I made and can avoid some of the bigger pitfalls that take place here on Earth. All right, next here we got find a volunteer opportunity as a way to feel less lonely. Okay, now when I started off with find your purpose, this is actually basically saying the same thing, but in using different words and phrasing it differently. Again, find a volunteer opportunity as a way to feel less lonely. All right, like i.e. visiting senior citizen homes, volunteer at children's hospitals. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. I would advise, this is actually a good piece of advice to try when you have some free time or off time, to try to find exactly something that will give you more purpose in life. A lot of people fall back on, you know, their children. My children are my purpose in life. But what they don't understand is those children are going to turn 18 and they're going to get on with their lives and they're going to leave you far behind. I mean, that's just the way it works in today's day and age, all over the world. So my advice to you is make your children a priority, but don't necessarily make them your purpose. Because 0 to 18 comes real quick. When they walk out the door to get on with their life, your purpose walks with them, and then you're hit with overwhelming, crushing loneliness. I've talked to hundreds of guys, and that was a big one. And women feel this too, the empty nest horseshit. Totally true. So, don't turn your kids into your life purpose. Make them a priority. The two are not the same. Here's another one. Join a club, overcome loneliness with interpersonal connections. Now, this one was big after World War II, and there was a huge explosion of the VFW and American Foreign Worlds and disabled veterans. And it happened after Vietnam as well, but not to as great of extent. But you had a lot of guys out there who experienced life in a completely alien, different way to a majority of the population. They come back, they don't really fit in, they don't know what to do, and the only anchor of sanity these people have is to talk to other men who experience the same fucking shit. It's a win-win. So, again, we go back to the, you know, managing your online time. If you can find people that made it through the same shit you went through, and you can say, hey, they made it, I can make it, and I'm not the only one experiencing this. Because that is a big factor in this, too. A lot of people think they're completely isolated. They're the only one in the world this is happening to. Nothing could be further from the truth here. All right? And finally, we have practice self-care. And look, when you talk to a lot of people in the MGTOW Red Pill community, they say, hey, focus on yourself. Work out. Get in a routine. All right? For people who don't have discipline, if you have a routine, it's an artificial way to create discipline. Because you know at certain times you do certain things. And that's just the way. It's like an autopilot thing. You know, if you are feeling incredibly lonely and depressed and it's winter, take a week off and go to Florida. Walk on the beaches of of Texas, you know, on the Gulf of Mexico. Get some sun. Get outside. Experience the world. All right. And you know, when I find myself needing this, I like to go to nature. A lot of times I will go out and I will camp, and I will camp just like I was in the Army. No tent, maybe a tarp. I build a reflection wall, build a fire, and hang out for a few days. And it really helps out a lot as well. And here's another one, and I'm guilty of this. Well, one, I'm guilty because I'm on the 65 and out plan, and I don't eat well. And I can tell you right now, because when I do eat on point, I feel significantly better. And when I eat like absolute horse shit, I feel terrible. Do I eat like horse shit? No, I'm somewhere in the middle. And there are times where I find myself getting angry for no reason, and mainly because I didn't eat or I'm fasting. Or I just feel shitty because I'm eating shitty. Garbage in, garbage out. It applies for logical process thinking and sticking shit in your mouth and hoping to feel good. If you eat like crap, you're not going to feel good. All right. Now, I'm not one of those guys that's going to tell you, you're going to eat better. Listen, you're grown-ass men. I'm giving you my point of view. You can listen to it or you don't have to. It's fine. But I have made it through everything you guys are experiencing, minus the death of a close, close loved one. Other than that, I've pretty much been run through the ringer. We're talking wars, getting wounded, a close head injury, losing your children, made homeless, getting divorced, having your reputation ripped to shreds, having to rebuild it, having to fight goddamn idiots, and having to go back to square one and start over again. That is very hard to do, especially when you're carrying that mountain of horse shit on your back. All right, and there's a lot of guys out there who are suffering in silence, carrying a mountain of horse shit on their backs, feeling lonely and isolated. Not a good place to be. What I do to survive that, I identify the different portions that were going fucking crazy. Instead of trying to fix them all at once, which for a lot of people is overwhelming, I slowly started taking them down one by one until there were no more left. Or there were only a few left. Most people have two or three things bouncing around in the back of their mind that they will never get rid of. But it is what it is, and that's part of being a man. You know, men have to be emotionally strong. You know, you don't really share your emotions. You're not crying at the drop of a hat. You do limited bitching, and the bitching that you do has, you put a solution into it. Otherwise, you're just raking muck, and it's not productive. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is this. As a man in today's day and age, you are going to feel lonely and isolated at some point, at least once, if not multiple times in your life. And some of those might actually last for years. All right? And one of the main reasons it lasts that long is they don't tackle the issues like I explained. They just suffer in silence. Gentlemen, you don't have to suffer in silence. There is help out there for you. But all the help out there in the world isn't going to do you any good if you're not willing to be receptive and help yourself.